The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Saturday afternoon football. It's a Ron Sells Cup between Geelong West and North Shore. How great to have Stephen Sells, son of the great Ron Sells, joining us to have a chat and reminiscing about his old man's career, also Stephen's career, which was more than handy himself. Was a very, very good start forward in his time. We're before the bounce for the Ponds and Norlane Hotel and Team Tyre Power. Relax and catch up with friends at the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. It's been a big week in local footy. It came to light Monday morning that Bruce Harwood would no longer be in the role as regional general manager of AFL Bowen, and from there, of course, things have unfolded to the point that we now have the AFL Bowen Commission working out what the steps are going forward. The chair of AFL Bowen has been good enough to join us, Craig Keating. Craig, thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. Didn't expect to have the week that you did.
It's been a rather interesting week this week, Kingy. Things change very rapidly in footy. So, it's challenging, but everyone's worked together and we're moving forward well with it, and the team's really responded well.
Yep. Did it catch you by surprise?
Oh, look, these sort of things are never what you expect, and mid-season's never ideal, but things happen and footy's just footy. Life is a different thing, so we just got to get on with it now. And we've been working our butts off to make sure that the club's well looked after, the operations are all done, and we've got everything running pretty smoothly, I think, and working a plan to go forward, which we've done. So, we're quite comfortable with where we're at right now. So, in a week, a lot's happened.
One staff member can be handled. Usually, two can be handled going. But you've seen off a few since January. Sean Atkinson's gone. Nathan Irvin departed. Georgia Hillman went. Sarah Allen, I believe, has gone to the Cats in a role. Courtney Leno maybe also gone from the staff. Now, Bruce, how are you going about replacing?
Yeah, look, we've got some things in place for some of those roles that have already been advertised.
Simon Riddock's obviously taken one of them.
He has, yes. Yep. And we've got some applicants for the commercial role. That is already out. There's a couple more days for those applications to come in, but we're well in play to replacing some of those roles. But it's really about, from my perspective, we've got some really well trained, highly skilled people, and they are the ones who are going to get cherry picked or move on to bigger and better roles. And the ones that I always say, it's better to train them well and have them leave than have them not trained and have them stay. So that's the philosophy we're taking, and we're going to move forward.
Do you think that's the general manager's? I know, like, I worked in another league when David Matthews was the general manager of the GFL, and obviously is very close to the top job in the AFL at this day and age. Is that the thought process you're going to have moving forward in terms of, it is a stepping stone, and not to put any finer point on the fact that, an older person couldn't do it or something like that, but that's the stepping stone to AFL Vic or the AFL in these types of roles?
That's very prescient of you to mention that. We've got AFL Vic have been a little... It's been difficult to find a pathway for staff at a regional level for them to progress through the organisation, and we've been banging that drum with AFL Vic and AFL for many years now in the regions. A number of regions have had similar issues. So for us now, they're starting to listen, and there's some opportunities starting to open up for our people within footy, whether it be within the AFL structure or clubland. So we're really keen to propel that, because at the bottom it will improve the quality of the people wanting to come through our organisation if they can see a pathway. But if the pathway to AFL is just ex-retired AFL footballers, we've got no hope. Yeah. But if they can start to promote the people that have worked in grassroots community sport, then we'll all be the better for it.
And on the flip side to that, I suppose, is it's a very high profile role in the region. So you need somebody who has got a little bit of cachet, I suppose, or a little bit of a networking, and also can deal with the rigours of community sports. So I suppose that's the flip side to trying to have a person who you try and develop in that role as well.
100% right. And look, the role is a massive role. They've got to have multi-skilled functions. They've got to be able to do all those things you mentioned. And at the same time, we probably don't pay the top dollar. Sports administration people are grossly underpaid, in my view. But that's the nature of the beast. In our resources come from clubs, so we're limited as to what we can afford to spend. And even in AFL, in the lower levels, the rates of pay are not that fantastic, but people do it because they love it and they want to progress through.
And the reset for the league now is that you're obviously going to have some new people across numbers of roles as well, which is not a bad thing. Like, if a new person's coming at the top as well.
Yeah, look, we'll obviously there'll be someone new, and we're hoping that we've got some plans in place that we're looking to get it done in the next week or so, to have some process done, settled, and then move towards an appointment. So we're really well placed to do it quite quickly this time, and we've had a couple of cracks at it lately. We've been through the process a few times with COVID, and
you've got some all CVs sorts of difficulties. In your back pocket or something, Craig?
You've got a couple there.
To be honest, there's been some people signal interest in the past week. So I think out of all this, people start to look at what they can do to help. And I've been massively impressed with the offers of assistance from club people to just come and do some data entry or to do some work at the office if we need some help. And I'm really gratified by that.
You got the perfect storm. You got the RGM departing, and then you got a club decimated by COVID all in the 1 week. There's probably that wasn't on your bingo card at the start of the season, was it, Craig?
Well, actually, the COVID thing was, but I didn't want it this week. I can remember, Kingy, we sat here 12 months ago and 12 months before that saying next year will be better, and each time there's been a snag. And I think I said here with you guys round one that I'm not saying we're not going to be without problems, and this was the next part of the chapter. And we've got influenza as well, which could well be a bigger issue for clubs than COVID. So, yep, but the protocols are in place, and we think that they're fair, they're equitable, and they're manageable, so we're comfortable with where that sits.
So the approach from Grovedale, how serious was it that they wanted today postponed?
There was no formal application made. My only contact was with Mick Schultz on behalf as president of the club, and we had a chat about what the options were, and he understood those and was very proactive about supporting that. The club put in place some things to try and mitigate the issues that are there, as they should, and I've got full faith that they'll do the job properly and they'll get a good result.
Right, we believe it's a 7-7 split between seniors and reserves. That's but it right, hasn't impacted some off-field staff as well. I think there's a trainer and a physio also that have been impacted, and Dan Fraser himself, and I think Mick Schultz might even be in the COVID clink.
Schultzy sounded like they were fitting him out for a coffin when I spoke to him on Wednesday. I hope you're listening, Schultzy. I hope you're feeling better, buddy.
Right, what else is pressing at the moment? So we're in June. We are now halfway through the season. This is about the time we start to get some information about how the finals are going to unfold. The first one is we still have a grand final clash with the GDFL. Is that going to stay as is?
We've got a president's meeting on Monday night, Kingy, where we'll outline the stuff we've just talked about. But also, we said at the start of the year that if we were able to get the year away and there were no grand interruptions, that we would look to being able to separate those grand finals. We will be looking at that, and the plan would be to play the GFL grand final 1 week later and find a way to engineer that through the last third of the season. But we want to take the clubs with us on that journey, because there'll be ways of doing that don't mean you have to have a bye or anything like that. You might be able to split some round. You might be able to do some things to make it a benefit for everybody. And obviously there's a benefit in not having clashes of grand finals. There's a financial one for all the leagues and clubs involved. And there's also catering clubs, for example, don't want clashes because it's their chance to make a buck. So there's a whole lot of really good reasons for us to do that. But the first thing was to get one round of the football away. And the second thing was to make sure we could play a meaningful finals campaign no matter what.
We had Jared Griffin on our AFL coverage about 6 weeks ago, and he basically, I think, accepted that there won't be GFL finals at GMHBA Stadium because logistically you can't do it. There's not enough facility there. Can we officially put a line through GMHBA Stadium?
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely correct. Jared, we've had many discussions with Jared, and he understands our position. We understand theirs. And while the development's on, it's less than ideal anyway, because that can change. And look, to be honest with you, the AFL finals, the Cats have preparations. They could have a home final. And you don't want to be having to make last-minute changes to venues and that, or times of games. So, yeah, look, definitely nothing this year that's off the table.
Tender process then for clubs?
Yeah, expressions of interest first, and that'll happen over the next week or 10 days.
Can I suggest you don't do it like Netball Australia have done it, Craig? Can I just let you in on a little secret? I'm sure Michelle would be making sure that you don't do it like Netball Australia did it.
I can guarantee you we won't be doing that.
Wow! Yeah, go through that process. Yeah, that'd be good.
That wasn't ideal. Right, so we've got plenty to keep an eye out for then. There's obviously the other question I want to ask you about. The Goulburn Valley played the Ovens and Murray last week in a very successful interleague game. I think it was at Maroopna. Have we got any interest as leagues of going back into that space?
Yeah, look, we've had some discussions. There's a couple of regions that want to play a region-based game as against a league game, as not in a part of a program, just at a timing that suits both regions. So we've had chats with Bendigo, for example, who were Central Vic were interested in an under-23 format, just something to promote and showcase. Given COVID, we didn't want to take a week out of our fixture to do that, but there's some regions and leagues that are very keen to have that kind of thing happen. I think a regional clash would be something that would be of great interest to people, where you actually spread the talent and there's more talent getting opportunities.
So GFL, Ballarine, GDFL,
AFL Bowen versus AFL Central Vic.
Yep,
correct.
Ballarat. Yeah.
Well, Ballarat have different league setups now, so they don't have a central body. It would need to be a centrally organised operational body, like like there's only a four or five of those left. But for us, it was Bendigo that we'd been speaking with that concept. Obviously, we both agreed that this year we didn't want to have a week burnt, and then find we're a week short come to the end.
Craig, we're not too far away from bounce. Both teams are out. We need to let you go. I know you've got plenty of other stuff on today. Obviously, other games to have a look at. I believe you might be heading out to St Albans Grovedale just to see how things have unfolded out there as well. Really appreciate your time.
You've got enough players, Tom.
I've got a jumper in the car.
Get your boots.
Choppy waters it has been, but hopefully smoother sailing coming in the second half of the season. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, and thanks to the support of all the clubs. It's been great. Thank you.
Craig Keating joining us there, the chair of AFL Bar. And it's been a big week, and very appreciate him joining us.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.